I'm Keith Peters reporting the daughter and son-in-law of GOP Missouri State House Representative Ben Baker have been killed by a gang while serving as missionaries to Haiti. Bob Agnew reports.
Baker says his daughter Natalie Lloyd and her husband Davey Lloyd were killed by gangs in Port-au-Prince. The Missouri lawmaker announced the killing on social media saying, quote, "My heart is broken in 1,000 pieces. I've never felt this kind of pain." The couple had been serving as full-time missionaries in Haiti, recently gripped by gang violence and chaos amid the collapse of the government. Bob Agnew reporting.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address a joint session of Congress after House Speaker Mike Johnson won a standoff with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the invitation. Johnson says he asked Schumer to sign a joint invitation back in March, but that Schumer had left it sitting on his desk for months.
So finally this week, I got tired of waiting around. I just told the Hill Press here, the media in Washington, that I would be issuing the letter myself. Chuck Schumer didn't want to be a part of that. That would be up to him. Suddenly, he emerged from the darkness and said, no, I'll sign it. I'll sign it. So we'll look forward to Prime Minister Netanyahu coming to address both houses of Congress at this really, really important moment.
Speaker Johnson says details on a date and time for Netanyahu's visit are being negotiated. Johnson's entire interview can be heard Saturday on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will undergo a medical procedure today at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and will transfer power temporarily as he continues to deal with bladder issues that arose in December following his treatment for prostate cancer. The Pentagon says the procedure is elective and minimally invasive and is not related to his cancer diagnosis. On Wall Street, the Dow by 4 points, the NASDAQ rose 184. This is SRN News. An assisted suicide bill falls short in New Hampshire.
The state Senate has voted to set aside the measure which passed the House earlier. In fact, assisted suicide legislation has been proposed in New Hampshire repeatedly since 2010, but has never made it to the governor's desk. This latest measure would have permitted doctors to help a terminally ill person who is mentally competent take his own life. There would have been no residency requirement either. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The upcoming Paris Olympics are likely to draw new attention to France's ban on its athletes wearing hijabs. It's part of the government's efforts to enforce secularism on French society. The most contested ground is the public schools, where visible signs of faith are barred under policies seeking to foster a shared sense of national unity. That includes Muslim headscarves as well as Christian and Jewish symbols. Government officials argue the prohibition showcasing a particular faith is necessary. A political consultant who's behind the fake President Biden robocalls faces a hefty fine and criminal charges. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
A former New Hampshire Democratic Party chair whose phone number was spoofed in artificial intelligence gathering robocalls mimicking President Joe Biden's voice ahead of New Hampshire's presidential primary says today's charges related to the case show the steep price for trying to interfere in elections. The political consultant who sent the calls now faces a proposed $6 million fine along with criminal charges. The Federal Communications Commission says it's the first fine the agency has proposed involving generative AI technology. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Stephen Kramer has admitted orchestrating a message that was sent to thousands of voters 2 days before the first in the nation primary. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.